Let's just say that there's a certain magic to spontaneity. You know, the Holy Spirit comes to you when you improvise. You get a special measure of grace from God when you're trusting God, when you're putting yourself at risk, when you don't prepare your words. God says not to prepare your words, because the Holy Spirit will give them to you the moment you need them. Maybe, you know, when you're living day by day in the desert, and you're right on the edge of life, and you're taking risk, and there's uncertainty. The more uncertainty, the more you can't see in front of your face, the crazier it is, the more God will be on the edge of his seat. You'll be entertaining God. He'll be like, yo, look at this crazy ass motherfucker. He's doing every single thing I tell him to do. He went into this desert for 40 days without food and water, and now he's about to die. You know, I'm gonna make a stream of water for him and give him some food. This guy's crazy. I'm gonna step in here. You know, that's when you get the miracles and magic. That's when you get the good luck. That's when you get his grace. That's when you become his favorite. God has favorites. And if you work hard and have a lot of discipline, and you do things and you like planning, and you start to scheme on how things are gonna work out, well, he'll leave it up to you, you know? You don't need his help.